Hi, I'm your host, Dominique LaRue, and you're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Every Monday at 5 p.m., we list a new episode. So be sure to follow us, keep up, share, like, tweet our episodes. And this is an original Anchor podcast. So that's anchor.fm/musicartculture. But guess what? You can also find us over Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we even have Spotify. Yes. Whatever your preference is, we can definitely meet you halfway. So be sure to keep up with us, and thank you for joining the conversation. It's Monday, so today we've got a lot to look forward to, right? I like to stay optimistic about these things. After all, this week is just beginning, so there is a lot on the table, not just in our personal lives, not just in our relational experiences, but, you know, we've got goals, we've got things that we've got to keep on the calendar. However, we're just going to roll into what's left of the day with a lot of optimism and relax. Did you hear that? That was me trying to take a deep breath. And I hope you were able to do it with me. So today we're going to talk about, on the podcast, the blog Music Art Culture, online dating and social media safety. Now, social media has evolved the way people experience dating. It's crazy, right? I mean, we all know either you have somebody reaching out to you over social media, trying to find out more about you, or you've seen one of those commercials like eHarmony or whatever. And maybe you decided to create a profile for yourself. Maybe you thought about it and got weirded out because it wasn't something that you were used to if you're an in-person type of individual where you like meeting and greeting face-to-face. Or maybe you're just like, you know, I have enough connections through Facebook, Twitter, and whatever else social media platform that you enjoy where you feel as though you have enough access to people that you really like. So you're not really pressing the social media aspect of dating too seriously, and you haven't really thought about how to be safe about it. But, well, we do live in an internet data culture, and it has a direct effect on the way we communicate with each other on an everyday basis. So today I just wanted to talk about it on the blog Music Art Culture. Now I'll be sharing my opinions on an everyday topic like dating based on a few scenarios we all might find familiar. So if you want to add to the conversation, tag me on social media using our MACEF handles. Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Again, Twitter at MACEF Public Arts, no spaces, and Instagram at Music Art Culture. Again, Instagram at Music Art Culture. If you'd like to comment on today's topic, which is all about online dating and social media safety. So a few of the talking points that I wanted to discuss in this episode, we have our top five, which are how to date safely, how to avoid cyberstalking, how to manage dating site activities, the importance of not oversharing, and establishing boundaries and safe words. You never want to overlook these things, top five points, because they're really important. And I can tell you now, I am giving you the perspective of the early 30s. Yes, because that's where I am in life. So I am a part of the 30-something group, and I can tell you that a lot of my peers, and especially my younger peers, really use social media and dating apps, and it's really taken a toll on the way we communicate, duh, but also on the way we judge the people that we want to date. So with these top five tips, we're just basically going to make sure that we're not overanalyzing the situation, but also that we're not underestimating the dangers of online dating when we don't have certain measures in place that keeps us accountable and that prospective new boo that we hope to date. All right. How's everybody doing? I hope you're all doing good. So we just went over top five talking points, and we're going to start to get into them right now. One by one, we're going to break them down in this segment to figure out what's the best way to approach dating, what's the safest way to approach dating, what's the easiest way to approach dating, and how not to be creeped out by the process or discourage anyone else because you are using the best etiquette possible to try and figure out your suitable partner. You know, whether you're seriously considering getting into a relationship or you just want to date to figure out potential attributes of a partner, it's really important that you go about it the right way so that way you're meeting your identifiable goals in that person or able to reassess what those goals are because you're able to better pinpoint what kind of person you are and what you need from a relationship. I hope that makes sense to everyone. So I'm not going to overanalyze you too soon. Let's just jump into number one, how to date safely. Now, if you are like the average 30 something or under, or maybe a little over, you use social media. Okay, everybody has a Facebook account. Me personally, I'm not really into Facebook. I prefer Twitter. I prefer Instagram. Pinterest is a really big thing. But basically, anything that allows you to access a chat room to have a conversation with someone else, well, that opens the door to form some kind of a relationship. And people don't really think about it that way. But if you just take a few seconds, I'm sure you've had people reach out to you to ask you personal questions or try and see what type of person you are. If you're a real person, if you're a guy or a girl, you know, who are you? And they want to see what part of you can they attach to them. So that's how it all starts, right? Okay, that's the easy part. But we're gonna get into how to date safely because if you're dating safely, you know that you don't need to share too much information too soon. Red flag, people. Certain things like your home address, that should be off limits. If you are getting to know someone and you just got to know their first and last name, what do they need your home address for? Not necessarily the best bit of information to give, but maybe if you both have a passion for working out, and you have a same gym membership, then you can maybe discuss that. Do they go to 24 Hour Fitness? Do they go to LA Fitness, Equinox? Where do they go? How do they like to work out? Are they at the YMCA? Those are safe talking points to set up a meeting point on how to get to know someone. That way you're not putting yourself at risk. You don't have to worry about placing yourself in danger because remember, this is still a stranger. So you have to set the boundaries now. Set the boundaries early. Don't go in unfamiliar places. Don't allow yourself to be the victim of phishing. A lot of people are the victim of phishing. And if you're not hip to phishing, you really have to pay attention. Certain people prey on others using, you know, information like, okay, you both follow the same person. Okay. Don't allow them to then try and bait you for information. Or don't be caught off guard if you have a mutual friend. Find out what that relationship is about with that mutual person, if you're even close to that person, and find out what their relationship is like if you are close to that person. That way, you can put some safety filters in place and you can kind of do your homework before you open yourself up to a complete stranger. That's number one. Why is that important? Well, we don't want to see you on the like nightly news. You know, we don't want to see you on a milk carton. People disappear all the time, and it's because they overlook these really important how to date safely tips. So, number two, avoid cyber stalking. This is very interesting. How to avoid cyber stalking. Wow. Well, don't cyberstalk, right? Right. As simple as it seems, there are people who are not aware that there are tracking apps out there that will let you know who your social media followers are, who viewed your page recently, how many times they viewed your page recently. So you want to be aware of that. If you're scrolling through your comments and you're liking photos and you want to comment on what's going on in that person's life or on a particular profile associated with an individual that you might be attracted to, that's great. However, when you're trying to be incognito, you want to be really careful about that. It's best if you want to use their page, their social media, or their profile to reach out to them. Keep it clean, keep it classy, keep it straight to the point. If you like the photo, move on. If you want to leave a comment, move on. If you're looking at their page and you see a lot of things that you like, one of the things that I would recommend is instead of making a comment and liking everything you see on their page, you have to understand that you might not know this person very well, or you might be in the phase of getting to know this person a little better, so you don't want to creep them out. Yeah, you don't want to creep them out. And you don't want to be labeled as a cyberstalker. So the best thing to do is just send them a DM, which is a direct message, and make it straight to the point. Hey, I love your profile. I like the type of photos that you post. Or I like these type of coffee shops too. I go out to the gym and work out. My thing is abs. I see you like cardio. Start the conversation clearly, so that way if you want to have a deeper conversation, maybe you two can exchange numbers, or you can start to have a real dialogue outside of random liking and commenting on someone's page if you're really trying to get to know them. This is really important. I'm sure there's someone who's probably like, oh my gosh, why does she have to say that? Believe it or not, everybody does not turn to dating sites. Some people get really turned off, or they might be weirded out, and we're always on our phones. There's no shame in it because it happens all the time. People like, share, tweet, follow. They do the whole nine. So if you find yourself trying to reach out and connect with someone that you find attractive on a social media platform, be clear about your intention. Be very open about what it is that you like about what's going on with that individual, and just put the pause on it and see what happens, because nobody wants to be labeled as a cyberstalker. Could you imagine how many times do we like and follow other people's pages and we end up having the same circles? Now, you could be a really great person, but we might not know that if we get the wrong impression because we weren't able to build that dialogue. So avoid cyberstalking by building a dialogue with the person you're interested in through direct messaging or emailing. The goal is to get to know that person, not weird them out, right? And don't leave inappropriate messages. Try to avoid vulgar speech, a lot of cursing, a lot of things that maybe they might not be able to interpret through text, because remember, they don't know the sound of your voice. They don't know how you interact with different things, various things. So you have to prepare them for that and not scare them from that. Moving on. How to manage site activities. If you're into having multiple dating profiles, what you want to do for safety reasons is kind of keep your contacts to a minimum. If you want to start doing your meetups, great. But minimize it. Only maybe one or two, no more than three a week. Why? Because if you meet someone who you didn't necessarily get the greatest vibe from, if you feel that you've placed yourself in danger, or if you feel as though this isn't someone that you want to continue seeing and maybe you want to increase the distance, you want to limit your prospects in that way because it's easier to weed them out. You never want to place yourself in a situation that allows you to be vulnerable. And on top of that, if you remove the filters to control your level of exposure, you run the risk of just being open to strangers who now have personal information about you, and it just causes a problem that you definitely want to avoid. So we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and we're going to discuss more. "23andMe gives everyday people like you and I the opportunity to learn more about our genetic makeup. Discover more about what makes you identifiably you. Order your kit now at 23andMe.com or pick one up at your local Target store. It's time to meet your genes. I did it, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. I was able to find out things about myself that my parents couldn't even tell me and that my doctor never thought to tell me. I'll give you a perfect example. I did the results for genetics and for the health. So I learned why I like coffee so much. I learned that I'm also a great candidate for long distance running. And it was perfect because it helped me get through my first LA marathon. And I'm working on my second right now. The process is simple. Once you get your kit, open the tube and spit. Seal it, mail it, and wait for your results. It's easy. For more information, visit 23andMe.com for offers and details. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Sign up for our free newsletter on our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, our team will get you the link to our monthly Apple Music playlist. Plus, you'll get all the juice on upcoming activities and how you can get involved. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Instagram at Music Art Culture. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Check out our new Apple Music playlist featuring living legend Quincy Jones for the month of October. This conductor, composer, arranger, author, and producer has survived 6 decades in music with 79 Grammy nominations, won 27 Grammy Awards, and received the Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Watch Netflix original Quincy for an intimate look at the life and times of an original pioneer. The Music Art Culture Education Foundation is a nonprofit. In August, MACEF launched its first back-to-school giveaway. We provided 100 elementary school students ranging from grades 1 through 5 with free school supplies. What did MACEF give? Well, we'll tell you. 100 interactive, easy-to-read books on astronomy and geography, 100 standard 12-inch rulers, 100 crayons, 100 pencils, 100 five-star notebooks, 100 paper notebooks, 100 glue sticks. Each child received a packet of each item, and we were able to help 100 students. Help us reach more families. Donate to the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, and your dollars will help us provide more resources to young learners in LA County and neighboring school districts. We're already planning for next year, and we want to double our goal. Let's reach 200. Your donation of any size makes a difference. Visit musicartculture.org to make a donation. Business inquiries, email info@musicartculture.org. info@musicartculture.org. The blog Music Art Culture is an original Anchor podcast. What's your favorite platform? Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Visit anchor.fm/musicartculture to get the link to listen. All right, everyone. Thank you for sticking in there and listening to the announcements. It's good to be back. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I am your host, Dominique LaRue, and I hope you're enjoying the conversation. Once again, we are talking about the top five tips on social media dating and safety. Yes. Or should I say dating and social media safety? I think maybe I said it a little backwards. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to roll with it and persevere. So I think one of the last points that we left out on was how to manage dating site activities. So it's all about being safe, right? Right. Now, the point that I was getting at before we left out on the break was, let's say you have 3 different dating profiles and you want to start meeting people outside of these chat rooms. Well, you want to keep it at a safe, low number, and you only want to start to go on outings with individuals that are only identifiable based on that singular profile. Meaning, if I have eHarmony, Match.com, and Plenty of Fish, and I want to start going out on dates, well, I'm only going to start going on outings from one of those sites. I'm not going to engage all 3 of those sites. Why? Because you have to remember, you're exposing yourself to unknown factors, and you're introducing them into your personal space. So, with that being said, what we want to do is create safe boundaries. We want to manage our site activity so that way we're very clear and concise in our direct messaging. Because remember, we talked about that a little bit before in the previous point when it came to cyber stalking. When we are direct in our messaging, it helps to alleviate some of that confusion and some of the weird language that we get like just thrown off and confused about because we don't know that person yet. So when you speak clearly through these direct messages, it makes it really hard to misinterpret what you mean, right? Right. And for safety reasons, when you actually get that person in front of you, whether it's through FaceTime or you meet up at the movies, maybe at the museum, local coffee shop, at the bike store, at the skating rink, whatever the case is, you want to make sure that the conversations are clear so that way if there is an emergency or an issue with that individual, it's very obvious that there was no misinterpretation of what your intentions were. And hopefully the same for that other person. You never want someone to misinterpret what you're trying to do. And we don't want to also victimize other people by misinterpreting what they're trying to say. So it's all about managing your dating site activities to where no one gets confused about what's going on. And guess what? If there is, for whatever reason, a situation where you're now put in danger or you feel as though someone is harassing you or stalking you, because those things do happen, maybe you have a bad date or a bad outing and it starts to ruffle feathers with that other person, well, you want to definitely be able to identify, okay, who is this that I have introduced into my personal space, and are they the cause of the weirdness happening? Okay, maybe your house gets TP'd with tissue, you know? Okay, maybe someone leaves a crazy note on your car door. Well, you should be able to tell if they were for eHarmony, Match.com, or Plenty of Fish. Why? Because you were selective about how you were going to engage with these individuals from whichever site that you decided to engage with them on. That way you can kind of narrow down and isolate, and you can figure out moving forward if that's how you want to proceed and if that site actually serves your purpose. Be safe about it. See, I love these conversations because even though sometimes they can be extremely awkward to have with friends and family, it's just us. It's just you and me. And the cool thing about that is I'm not going to judge you. In fact, I just want us to talk about it because the more we're able to talk about it, the less weird it should seem if and when you actually have to discuss it with your friend or your family member or your coworker. It's just life. So we just want to be informed and put some things in place so that way safety is what we're able to obtain while we're trying to figure out the dating game. Moving on, the importance of not oversharing. This is major. This is so major. On social media, how many times do we see people oversharing, right? You get that follow back, you get that like, you get that validation as though this person might be interested in whatever I'm interested in, and maybe they want to go on a date, right? So what happens? You start to overshare. You go in, you go from 0 to 100, and it's totally out of line. Why? Well, you've just overwhelmed them, and maybe they don't even know what you sound like yet. Maybe they haven't even identified if you match your picture or if you look the same on your video posts. Maybe the dynamic between you being their pen pal, their direct message partner, is different from the experience that they get when they actually talk to you. So when you start oversharing off the back about your personal life, about your hobbies, about your dreams, your fears, your 10-year bucket list, and whatever other weird fetish you might have that you think this person can handle, it might be a red flag for them. And it might veer the interaction in the wrong direction. So what we want to do is always keep it positive. You never want to overshare because you don't want to compromise being able to formulate a positive relationship with a new person. So how do we go about it? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's called pace yourself. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't overwhelm that person, but give them a chance to react to what you're saying. Give them a chance to react to what it is you're all about. Meaning, let it digest. Give them a few seconds to soak it all in and respond. Call and answer. That's the response that you want when you're trying to date someone, because if you're the only one regurgitating all the information, well, it's one-sided already. And yeah, we all know how that goes. So, one-sided relationships, just in case you weren't aware, they're not necessarily as successful as relationships that allow both parties to share in equal communication. Yeah, that's really important. Call and answer. Don't overshare. Allow that person to soak in who you are, what you represent, and allow them to reciprocate who they are and what they represent. And you'd be surprised. Maybe you have a different perspective on this individual now that you've allowed them to share with you who they really are outside of their profile. But that's a whole nother conversation. These are just the safe dating tips for social media, not the matchmaking tips. So, if you like them or you don't like them, that is totally your decision. But definitely, we want to move forward safely. And our last point, establishing boundaries and safe words. We're probably going to spend a little time on this one, and it might roll in over after our next break. But boundaries are very important. If you have personal space that you don't like to be invaded, they need to know about it. And guess what? Safe words are really important too for friends and family to know, especially if you're out on a date with a stranger that you are getting to know for the first time or you've been dating for a few months, it's very important because it takes time to know someone. But if you're ever in a situation where you find yourself uncomfortable and in danger, you need to be able to exercise clear, identifiable signs that will allow you to articulate that there's an issue and therefore help you to navigate out of that situation. Stay tuned. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about establishing boundaries and safe words when we return. You're listening to The Block Music Art Culture. Hang in there. We're almost out. me gives everyday people like you and I the opportunity to learn more about our genetic makeup. Discover more about what makes you identifiably you. Order your kit now at 23andme.com or pick one up at your local Target store. It's time to meet your genes. I did it, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. I was able to find out things about myself that my parents couldn't even tell me and that my doctor never thought to tell me. I'll give you a perfect example. I did the results for genetics and for the health. So I learned why I like coffee so much. I learned that I'm also a great candidate for long distance running. And it was perfect because it helped me get through my first LA marathon. And I'm working on my second right now. The process is simple. Once you get your kit, open the tube and spit. Seal it, mail it, and wait for your results. It's easy. For more information, visit 23andme.com for offers and details. You're listening to The Blog Music Art Culture. Sign up for our free newsletter on our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, our team will get you the link to our monthly Apple Music playlist. Plus, you'll get all the juice on upcoming activities and how you can get involved. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Instagram at Music Art Culture. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. You're listening to The Blog Music Art Culture. Check out our new Apple Music playlist featuring living legend Quincy Jones for the month of October. This conductor, composer, arranger, author, and producer has survived 6 decades in music with 79 Grammy nominations, won 27 Grammy Awards, and received the Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Watch Netflix original Quincy for an intimate look at the life and times of an original pioneer. The Music Art Culture Education Foundation is a nonprofit. In August, MACEF launched its first back-to-school giveaway. We provided 100 elementary school students ranging from grades 1 through 5 with free school supplies. What did MACEF give? Well, we'll tell you. 100 interactive, easy-to-read books on astronomy and geography, 100 standard 12-inch rulers, 100 crayons, 100 pencils, 100 five-star notebooks, 100 paper notebooks, 100 glue sticks. Each child received a packet of each item, and we were able to help 100 students. Help us reach more families. Donate to the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, and your dollars will help us provide more resources to young learners in LA County and neighboring school districts. We're already planning for next year, and we want to double our goal. Let's reach 200. Your donation of any size makes a difference. Visit musicartculture.org to make a donation. Business inquiries, email info@musicartculture.org. info@musicartculture.org. The blog Music Art Culture is an original Anchor podcast. What's your favorite platform? Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Visit anchor.fm/musicartculture to get the link to listen. Now, we've just discussed the importance of choosing your boundaries. So once you choose your boundaries, you have to then share your boundaries. Remember, no one is a mind reader, and we need you, just like I would have the personal responsibility of making sure that people are aware of how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, and what I need. Okay? I'll give you an example. I personally have food allergies. Now, if I'm going to an Italian restaurant or another restaurant, I use that example because I know that Italian food typically uses a lot of cheese, and that is my food allergy, cheese. So if I go to an Italian restaurant and I'm reading off the menu and I see that it's a special sauce or a type of pasta like fettuccine that typically is made with a cheese sauce and they don't necessarily list cheese on the item, I know that it's my responsibility to check in with my waiter, maitre d', or whomever is helping me, whoever's taking my order, and to articulate to them, hey, I'm not sure if this has cheese, but if it does, then let me know because I can order something else, being that I have a food allergy. That's what we call clear communication. I can't get upset if no one knows that I have a severe food allergy to something that I did not acknowledge at the appropriate time, right? Same thing. If you're out on a date and you have rules about someone's phone being on the table. Actually, no, that's a little nitpicky. Let's not do that one because, you know, what if you're dating someone who is constantly on call? You don't want to ruin a great date or what could have been a wonderful evening because you had a petty pet peeve. So, people, we've got to watch the petty pet peeves, right? Right. We don't want to offend people while we're on our dates, while we're on these outings. But remember, it's all about guidelines, meaning boundaries and social media safety and safety when it comes to online dating. So in the scope of that, what we want to do is basically give some positive receptors to let the person know who we're out on a date with or engaging in an activity with, that we appreciate their time, that we want to engage with them more, but we do have to throw the information out there when they may not be aware of certain things. Why? Because it's the early phase of getting to know someone. So I don't want to spend too much time trying to define that for everyone listening, because everyone is very different and people have different standards and pet peeves and way that they go about things. So when you get a chance, if you can't in this moment, take with me 2 seconds. It's going to seem really long, but I want you to just pause and think of your number one pet peeve, that one thing that just totally rubbed you the wrong way when you went out on a date or you were trying to get to know that special or once upon a time person, okay? 1, 2, 3. Okay. That was the pause. That was the 2 second pause. So we'll do it one more time just in case you missed the exercise. When we take that 2 second pause, I want you to think of the thing that got to you so much that maybe that other person wasn't aware of, but it was a red flag for you. Okay. Yes. So capture that, write it down if you can, or just remember it. Keep it in your cerebral cortex and save it for a rainy day or maybe your next outing. But again, the whole point is now that you've established what your personal boundaries are, now you need to share them to let people know so that you do not offend anyone because you think or assume that they should know something that you have not articulated to them. And because, remember, if we're being our true, authentic selves during this dating process, we've put boundaries in place and we're actually being clear through our communication, through the way that we interact with this other person, so that way we can continue to court each other in a safe environment, respecting each other's boundaries and not crossing the line, but being able to move forward to avoid some of that other craziness, right? I mean, we don't want to upset someone and then we end up with a cyber stalker. We don't want to upset someone and then we have to shut down a social media account or a dating site account. We don't want to upset someone and then we are now scared because we did not value the importance of not oversharing and therefore shared too much personal information. And now you have to figure out how to kind of reel in the crazy from this person who now has way too much personal information about you, right? So yes, the importance of boundaries is to articulate them so that way you can avoid using safe words. Or maybe you really like this person and things go well and you can start to redefine what the safe words are when you're out on your dates. So great information. You never want to overlook that. And those talking points will last you a lifetime. I mean, that's like a fun, trivial game right there. Invite a few couples over or your person, go out for coffee and just get some note cards and have fun at trying to figure out what the boundaries are and what it means to really get to know that other person. You have to receive who they are and you have to give who you are. So take that into account as you're exploring the possibility of meeting people through social media chat rooms and also through dating sites. It's not just about swiping to the left or to the right, but it's also about figuring out who that person is. So that way, if you do choose to explore something on a more intimate level, whether that involves meeting that person or dating that person exclusively or non-exclusively, you have an idea about who they are, how they think, how they react to things, and the circles that they follow, so that you can make sure you're not exposing yourself or overexposing yourself in a way that can potentially be dangerous or cause an issue for you. It's all about safety. And I think it's really important to discuss these things out loud, decide for ourselves, and move forward and incorporate them into a daily lifestyle that reflects the way that we interact with other people. Yeah, it's called a check and a balance. So figure out what your checks are so that way you can balance out the situation. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. I actually have done this myself, believe it or not. This topic was very, very important for me because it allowed me to reflect and share some of the things that I found to be helpful in my own personal dating structure. And I don't even date all the time. But when I do, I want to have a plan in place. You know, I'm single, yes. Do I live alone? That's none of your business. No, I'm just kidding. I am single. Yes. I do live alone. Yes. And when you live alone and you're single, and no, I don't have cats. I know someone was thinking it, so I just said it out loud. I do not own a cat. But the point is, people, while you're managing your career and your social life and your work balance and all that other good stuff, you have to make sure that you don't forget to manage your personal life as well. So check it out, review it, think it over in your mind, what is in balance for you, and get some talking points. They don't even have to be definable talking points. Like, I've been out and just had conversations with people. And that's what it's all about. It's all about connecting. You don't want to make anyone feel like you're reading off a resume or that you want them to read off their resume. It's not about the resume. It's about the person. It's not about the job. It's about the experience. It's not necessarily about the answer, but it's about what the natural reaction is, because 9 times out of 10, that's the real answer. That's the one that you want. You want the reaction that's going to be the natural reaction. So when you set up these talking points, it gives you insight on what you need to know on how to date safely over social media and in some of these chat rooms. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Check out our new Apple Music playlist featuring living legend Quincy Jones for the month of October. This conductor, composer, arranger, author, and producer has survived 6 decades in music with 79 Grammy nominations, won 27 Grammy Awards, and received the Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Watch Netflix original Quincy for an intimate look at the life and times of an original pioneer. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Sign up for our free newsletter on our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, our team will get you the link to our monthly Apple Music playlist. Plus, you'll get all the juice on upcoming activities and how you can get involved. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Instagram at Music Art Culture. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. All right, so we are back. We've been talking online dating and social media safety. So I hope that you've been capturing some of that information and seeing how you can incorporate it into your regular dating practices. I know that for me, I came to the conclusion that I needed to put some of these things into my dating practice, because depending on how you socialize, especially your work profession, if you're in sales, if you work in entertainment, if you work in technology, any environment where you interact with a lot of people or the general public, you place yourself at risk. And we always want to be aware of our surroundings as much as possible, but we also have to acknowledge that we cannot control everything, right? There are some things, a lot of things, that are actually out of our control. So the only way we can be the most effective is to make sure that we are taking responsibility for the things that we can control, everything in our own scope, right? Everything that you can see, everything that you can connect with, identify with, and you say, okay, self, these are things I have to be aware of. These are things that I come into contact with, and these are possible red flags that would let me know, or maybe a loved one know, that there might be a developing issue. So let me create a system. That way, I am not allowing myself to be caught off guard. Very important. Very important to have that conversation. Some of the things that a lot of people don't know is that these steps are never unnecessary. and they should never be overlooked, especially if you think that age is a factor or gender is a factor. Whether you're a man or a woman, you need to have identifiable boundaries. So that way you can know if someone is crossing the line when it comes to your personal space, or if you run the risk of crossing the line and overstepping into someone's personal space. This is really important because it goes back to what we talked about, I believe, a week and a half ago or last week when it came down to our episode about bullying. There's actually a website, stopbullying.gov, gives a lot of great information, and we talked about it on the last episode. But the important thing is we have to be aware of one another so that way we don't run into problems while we're trying to, as we're discussing in this episode, date. There's plenty of stories. We all hear about them. People getting restraining orders, people that are friends and family have had to disassociate from, or coworkers who have had to disassociate from other people that are in their personal groupings because of behavior, dating behaviors that basically went left really quick. So how do you avoid these things? Well, you have open conversations with them and they start with you. You're the first point of contact. No one knows your boundaries better than you. So you have to discuss them. You have to share them. You have to first identify them for yourself. But most importantly, once you identify them, you can't assume that everyone knows what you're thinking at all times. If someone is in your personal space, let them know. That's like a red flag. You have to let people know. Because guess what? If you don't let them know, well, then you can't accuse them of breaking a boundary if they didn't know that it was a boundary. You know, how are they supposed to know that you had a 3-day rule? No one knew that but you. How are they supposed to know that you don't like to be, you know, hugged on a first date? No one knew that but you. So there's ways to set it up early through the direct messaging. Yeah, to let people know who you are, what you like. The Music Art Culture Education Foundation is a nonprofit. In August, MACEF launched its first back-to-school giveaway. We provided 100 elementary school students ranging from grades 1 through 5 with free school supplies. What did MACEF give? Well, we'll tell you. 100 interactive, easy-to-read books on astronomy and geography, 100 standard 12-inch rulers, 100 crayons, 100 pencils, 100 5-star notebooks, 100 paper notebooks, 100 glue sticks. Each child received a packet of each item, and we were able to help 100 students. Help us reach more families. Donate to the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, and your dollars will help us provide more resources to young learners in LA County and neighboring school districts. We're already planning for next year, and we want to double our goal. Let's reach 200. Your donation of any size makes a difference. Visit musicartculture.org to make a donation. Business inquiries, email info@musicartculture.org. info@musicartculture.org. The blog Music Art Culture is an original Anchor podcast. What's your favorite platform? Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Visit anchor.fm/musicartculture to get the link to listen. All right, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. It was a real pleasure to, I don't know, have some fun and talk about something like online dating and social media safety. Hopefully you found a few of the tips helpful and you be sure to have the conversation with some of your friends, colleagues, and loved ones. You can never be too over the top with some of these safety precautions. It's better to be safe than sorry. So you really have to define what your personal boundaries are and how you feel about interacting with people and how you want to move forward when it comes to getting to know someone and allowing them into your personal space. Something to think about when it comes to relationships. Everyone is different. So if you determine that your personal boundaries vary from someone that you might know, that's okay. It's okay to identify those points because they identify who you are as an individual. And you can't date and be relatable to someone if you're not willing to kind of put your guard down and acknowledge who you are in order to allow them the opportunity to get to know who you are, and vice versa. You want them to allow you to see who they really are. And when you're not honest about what your personal needs are when it comes to boundaries, then you don't allow yourself the freedom to, identify who it is that you want to be with. So don't overthink your personal boundaries. In fact, take some time out when you get a chance to establish them and pick out a few safe words that work for you. Share them with some people in your comfort zone, those people who you completely identify with and you have no issue sharing something so personal. That way you can always have an accountability partner and someone who knows you to identify if you're feeling uncomfortable or not. It was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it so much that you decide to share the podcast, The Block Music Art Culture. And feel free to follow us on our Anchor platform as well. You can head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture. It's a great way to view all the other episodes that we have. And if you'd like to provide listener support, you can also do that as well. All of the proceeds go to support the Music Art Culture Education Foundation and the efforts that we are doing with the students and also working towards doing in the community. So, things to keep in mind. Like, share, tweet, follow. You can do that on our social media pages for The Block Music Art Culture. Head on over to Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Again, our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts. And also on Instagram as well at Music Art Culture. More simple, right? Instagram at Music Art Culture. No spaces necessary. Just get on over, like, share. We'll do the same. We'll make sure that we drop you a DM. We follow you back. We definitely appreciate the support and look forward to paving it forward. Or should I say giving it back? That's right. Giving it back to you in return. We appreciate the follow, so we'll grant you one. What? Yeah. Really simple. But before we get out of here, talking points, how to date safely, avoid cyber stalking, how to manage dating site activities, importance of not oversharing and establishing boundaries and safe words. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. This is episode 9 for The Block Music Art Culture. Head over to our website, musicartculture.org, and you can sign up for our monthly newsletter. That way you don't have to miss out and you get to hear... Yeah. You get to hear our Apple Music playlist dedicated to Quincy Jones. Yes, we chose him for our October pick. September was the new jazz classic. It actually featured other songs that the living legend put together. Some of his other works with, wonderful people like Frank Sinatra, but the list goes on. We have songs by Tony Bennett on that list, Miles Davis, John Coltrane. Get into the mix. I think you're going to love it. The more you follow up and check in on us, You'll definitely be excited to see some of the things going on. Until next time, I am with you always. And remember, relax. We've got a whole week to pull it together. Thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. See you next time.